Hi, I'm Roger Brinkley. I'm the mobile and embedded community leader. I'm also the mobile track lead for Java 1. And I'm here with Ray Gans, who's the program manager for the OpenJDK community. And we're going to talk about the open source efforts that Sun is doing related to Java. And there's a lot of communities that are involved in the open source efforts. There's the mobile and embedded community. There's the OpenJDK community. There's GlassFish.
NetBeans.
Of course, we have OpenSolaris and we have
OpenSpark.
So Sun is actually really highly involved in a lot of open source efforts, within everything that we do. So tell me a little bit about the OpenJDK community and what's going on in that community.
What we're doing, Roger, is we're still working on getting the source code, making it available for the entire package for the JDK. We released the initial drops of the virtual machine and the compiler last November, and we're trying to get the rest of it out as soon as possible. People are chomping at the bit. I'll tell you, they're asking, when's it going to be available all the time to us?
Yeah, and in our case, they already have their hands on it in the mobile and embedded community because on November 13th, we actually released everything at that particular point in time.
One of the things I'm wondering is, what are your developers thinking? What's in it for them? Why would they want to participate in the ME community?
Well, in the ME community, what we see in the developers, the real advantage to them is to be able to actually use the code and to develop and have a sandbox and a playground for them to go and work in and develop code in by using the actual phone ME bits,
right.
or the actual ME bits, which we call the phone ME project, to be able to test their code out against. And ideally, what we're looking for is we believe that application developers will drive the platform.
Right.
And if the platform is driven by the application developers, then we can actually have that transfer over to the carriers and to the manufacturers of the various devices themselves. And if that happens, what we'll end up with is a community in which the code is actually grown by the community and a larger force altogether, and we're going to end up with a much better piece of code than what we ever could have turned out before.
Right.
Now JDK is a little different than that.
Right. Yeah. We already have a community of application developers that have been going strong for many, many years. And what we're hearing is a number of people who would like to help evolve the platform, help fix some of the problems, help make it more robust and more exciting. I think, as you well remember, a few years ago when we were working together on the community before, that we had a closed source model. We didn't have an open source model. And we did get a lot of contributions, and many of those contributions that we received were bug fixes or minor enhancements that went into JDK 6.
In fact, the community process is not something that's brand new to Sun.
In fact, that's how new innovations are going to happen.
Right. So Sun's role in this whole program is first of all, to develop the playground to work in.
Right.
So we've done things where we've created Java.net, we've created environments, we've created communities around that. You've created the OpenJDK community, I have the mobile and embedded community, other people have the desktop community, the tools community, the NetBeans community. You know, we've got those environments that we've created. But not only creating that, but also maintaining it, keeping it moving forward. And then, more importantly, Sun is taking an active role in participating in the playground.
So what we'll be doing is creating the best collaborative environment for Java technology that we can. All right. Sun isn't going to be making all the decisions anymore. Sun is going to be participating. Certainly will be a large participant, because, you know, we're very passionate about this technology. We know there's a lot of other people that are out there as well, and, you know, we want to all work together. So it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, and I think the excitement in our community is the whole application developer interest. I mean, the phone ME bits are extremely important, and a lot of people are grabbing onto that, but they're also grabbing onto that application developer side. And then also just the whole ability of the forums and the blogs are involved there and their participation in that area. We're getting a lot of people coming in new that we weren't expecting to have.
People are very excited about this,
yep.
Very happy with what we're doing, very pleased that Sun is doing this, and it's really jazzing us internally to help do more and participate as much as we can with these people and other communities and help build our own.
So, I think the thing about being open means that we have to do things much more in a transparent environment. Everything is wide open. We actually work out in the open environment. We actually put our mailing lists out in the open environment. We carry on our discussions out there. We carry on the decisions about, are we going to accept this change or that change, and here is the reason why or not.
One of the questions we're often asked is, why now? Why are we open sourcing so much of our technology? And I think the reason for that is that we've recognized the value of having community development and people working on the technology outside of Sun. All right, there's a great deal of innovation that happens outside of Sun. A great deal of passion and interest has to do with how many people can participate in this technology and grow and evolve it. By open sourcing it, we really open it up to almost anybody who's willing to participate in the technology.
But you know, what's interesting is it's not just why now. We've been doing this all along. Sun is one of the major people that's involved in open source efforts. We just haven't done it in Java. We haven't necessarily done it in all the pieces of Solaris. We haven't done it in the ME side, but we've been doing open source work for a long time.
That's true. Some of the challenges that we have to deal with, I think, have to do with changing our internal culture and the way that we do business. We've been building Java for a number of years, and the processes and things that we've built up over the years need to be adjusted and changed so that will work in a way that will be acceptable to people outside of Sun.
But they're still acceptable processes. They just need to be externalized.
Exactly.
But, you know, I think the other side of what's difficult in what we're doing is also is the external side, is getting people to realize that, okay, it's not Sun's JDK, it's our JDK.
Right.
It's not Sun's community, it's our community.
Right.
And the community is only going to be as good, you know, Sun has a very strong investment in what occurs here, but it's only as good as the participation of the people that are involved in
it. Right. We have to make sure that we can maintain trust with the community, but I think we're up for those challenges. We've got some solutions that we're working on right now. We're inviting the rest of the community to participate and help us work through some of these solutions, and we're really excited, and we're really looking forward to work carefully and closely with this community.
Ray, I really enjoyed the time being able to sit down and talk. We've done this several times at dinners and a variety of events whenever we go to a show or I come out here for an event. And it's great to be able to sit back and just kind of talk about what we're doing in both of our communities.
Yeah, it's been great. I've really enjoyed talking with you as well, Roger.